B-Pod Studios.
All right, so quick synopsis. We talked to this girl, Wendy. She called us up and was looking for this guy, Mark, who apparently she was seeing. It wasn't just one day. They were hanging out for like a month. They were dating. And all of a sudden, he's been giving her the fadeaway, like one word answers on text, if he even replies. So we asked her, what happened the last time you guys hung out? And this is where it gets interesting.
Well, last time, we actually didn't hang out. He took my son to a Bruins game. And I know. It's so hard when you're a single mom to find somebody who can get along with your kids and things like that. It's just, I think I have good feelings about the guy, you know? He's good with my son. Mm-hmm. I just don't understand.
Well, you're about to understand because that's all you need to know. He was hanging out with her son the last time they really communicated. Let's call Mark.
Hello?
Hi, is this Mark?
Yeah, this is Mark. Who's this?
Mark, my name is Romero. I'm calling you from Hot 96.9. The Get Up Crew is myself and Pebbles and Melissa. Let me just explain why we're calling you. It's nothing wrong. It's all good reasons. Let me explain.
All right.
So we got your phone number from a female who likes you, and she called us to ask you if you would go on a date with her. But hold on. You're probably like, go out on a date with some chick I don't know. No, she knows who you are. You know her. I'm going to tell you her name. And the reason we're calling you is because if you say yes to a date, basically we'll set everything up for you. Like, you can pick the place, the day, the time, all that stuff. Eat and drink as much as you want, and we'll pay for it. So her name is Wendy, and she said that you guys have been hanging out for about a month or so, but that she feels like lately, like you're starting to kind of fade away from her, and she doesn't know why. So that's why she asked us to call you to maybe like see if you guys can go on a date that we'll set up and reignite things.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Like, I don't really want to talk about it that much. I know what you're talking about, you know.
But why do you not want to see her again? We asked her, and she said she's confused. She doesn't feel like she did anything wrong.
She's great, but her son has been hell to deal with. This kid, like, he's blackmailing me or something, if you want to call it. Like, he keeps photoshopping these pictures of me and, like, naked chicks and stuff like that.
Whoa. Slow down.
Yeah.
Okay. He's trying to put you, it sounds like he's putting you in compromising positions. And using that to get stuff out of you?
Yeah.
That's what it sounds like, right?
Yeah, the shit had to take me to a Bruins game this last time. And they look legit.
Mark, are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, this is brilliant.
Wendy's on the phone and she heard what you said.
What are you talking about? That's insane.
Wendy.
I can't believe you would say that. He would never do that. I thought you took him to the game because you liked him. What?
Nope.
So he's showing you pictures of you doing sexual things with girls that aren't Wendy and saying, I'm going to show this to my mom unless you fill in the blank, take me to whatever.
He's good. Like, he should be a professional. This shit is good.
Oh, my God.
I'll send that shit to you right now. I will hang up the phone and send you the photos if you really want to.
No, I don't want to see pictures of you fucking other girls, your homemade porn. If you're in pictures with other girls, it's because you're fucking other girls.
Listen, you're cool. Your son is a piece of shit, though. I'm not trying to get caught up in some Harvey Weinstein, Me Too stuff, something like that, because this little shit is extorting you or whatever. And by the way, I want $675 for that Bruins game I had to go to with him.
You're making up lies about my son. All you had to do was say, I don't think we're getting along. You don't have to make up this bullshit. I'm not paying you for taking him to a game.
You guys are getting a little ahead of yourself. Let's just calm down. Bring it back a little bit. Mark, would you like to see Wendy one more time? Perhaps discuss this over a nice dinner?
No, don't even ask him. Don't even ask him. I don't care. I f*** him. I don't want to go out with him.
Listen, I'm on Venmo. Cash at me. Venmo me the money.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.